410W Mobile.
To SWJ. Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
Doing all right. Trying out this EchoLink device thing that I've got from New York.
Good here this morning.
It hang on for like 2 or 3 seconds after I released the push to talk, though, for some reason.
Link, you gotta kind of wait a little bit. Can't respond right back right away, or it starts cutting off, you know, parts of the transmission. But once you realize that somebody's on EchoLink, you can adjust for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm noticing, is that it does that.
For you. Did you change your call sign? It seems like it wasn't always that.
Yeah, I got a vanity call sign. When I got extra, at the same time, I applied for a vanity call sign, and it came through at the same time.
Yeah, well, congratulations on getting it. I thought it used to be like GEG or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, KR4GEG.
The radio traffic up there in New York, they use the repeaters much?
This time I was here, I was over in Long Island City, and there was quite a bit of traffic on the repeaters. But this time, I don't know if it's the hotel I'm in blocking the traffic or whatever, but I'm over in Harlem staying, and I'm not hearing much. And it may just be the hotel I'm in and my handheld don't agree, but I'm not hearing much over in Harlem.
Yeah, imagine with all the tall buildings and everything, it makes it a little bit harder on 2 meters.
They seem to talk up on 440 a lot more, 70 centimeter a lot more up here than they do 2 meters.
That is.
How's them down there? Did that hurricane ever materialize?
But it barely made it to Georgia, and then it turned out to sea. I think it's fixing to go over Bermuda right now. That other hurricane that was a little bit stronger, that was a little further out, pulled it over. So we just got a few little light showers, but that's all.
A lot of extra bread and milk now.
Got cut off. Try again.
A lot of people have extra bread and milk now.
For that, daughter-in-law works at Harbor Freight. When they were predicting it was coming up this way, they sold $64,000 worth of generators.
Well, that's a lot of generators.
That I bought mine during that Helene. And that, I mean, we needed one for the camper anyway. And that we were in Lowe's actually looking for some lamp oil, and they were selling the generators, so we got in line for that. Picked us up one.
Makes sense. I need to get one and a transfer switch in the house at some point.
Ran a couple extension cords, kept the refrigerator and the freezer going, and we didn't need much else, but the power came on the very next day, so we weren't without power very long. KN4 GFW.
SWJ. Yeah, we were lucky. We were only without for a few hours, but we literally live next door to, like, one of the major substations in Greer, where, like, 4 or 5 major transmission lines come together. So as soon as they restored that power to that substation, we were back online almost instantly.
So you live in Greer? I live in Greer. Where do you live at?
Nextside High School.
By Eastside?
Off of Super Road.
Copy, Super Road, down there by Riverside. I live on the other end of Super.
You're my neighbor, almost, it seems.
Got it. The baseball fields across the street from the Ingles on 290, that's kind of like in my backyard.
The fields down by the high school, that is literally right next door to my neighborhood. I handheld into the office today. I'm not getting much in Manhattan.
Or GFW, you say you had to go into the office today?
I'm in the office in Manhattan, which is just off of Times Square. I'm on the 23rd floor, and my handheld's not picking up much off of the... I downloaded, using Chirp, I put a bunch of repeaters from the New York area, from repeater book, into my handheld, and I'm scanning all of those repeaters, and I'm not getting much chatter this morning on any of them.
I bet it's been over 50 years since I've been in New York City. And that, I was a kid, I was probably only 10.
In an office here, my company did early last year, and I've been coming up here, goodness, at least monthly ever since then. So I've spent a good bit of time here over the last year and a half, getting that office set up and working out of here. So it's almost become a second home to me over the last year and a half.
Matt, you have to find you a motel where that your radio can pick up and just use that motel all the time.
The one I stay at in Queens, I get really good reception, and that's the one I usually stay at. We stayed at this one in Harlem this time. I forget why, but my wife wanted to stay there this time for some reason different, and that hotel's newer and shinier, and the radio just doesn't pick up there as well.
No, at my work, I work out of a all the buildings are metal buildings, and my HT just dies. Now my work HT works, but they're on a little repeater system, but my personal HD, yeah, it won't work. Even the regular FM radio barely works.
Well, I got this little Shark RF M1KE thing that I'm talking on right now that does Echolink and All-Star and all the digital things. It's not a real radio. It works over IP, so it's working on Wi-Fi, but it's a pretty cool little device for keeping in touch with, like, you know, back home and stuff via Echolink or All-Star and all that kind of stuff. This is the first time I've really gotten to try it out, you know, traveling and whatnot. But so far, I like the little thing.
Yeah, well, it's coming in real good down here. No audio issues at all. You know, it's got that little tail beep, and I recognize that it's being Echolink.
To SWJ. Yeah, that's the only complaint I have. This is the first time I've ever really used Echolink, and is the delay that the Echolink has. But it's pretty nifty.
Sometimes some of the other operators, when they call out, they'll say Echolink at the end, and then everybody knows to, you know, give you a little bit more time before we key up.
I'm doing that then. That's a good idea.
Fly back on Friday morning.
Friday morning. I don't think it's the first flight, but the second flight of the day.
After that, when I was a little kid, my grandfather, before he retired, he drove the little shuttle bus up there at JFK for a few more years before he retired. And that, but I haven't been up that part of the country in a long time. Not my most favorite part, but I was born in southern New Jersey.
Oh, that's cool. So, southern New Jersey, whereabouts?
Called Red Banks.
I've heard of that. I've never been there, but I've heard of it.
Been back there since the early 60s, since we left there. I guess it's down around, like, Atlantic City and Asbury Park and down that way, down by the shore on that. But we left New Jersey when I was about 12.
I was born and raised in Florida, Lakeland area, about halfway between Tampa and Orlando.
We used to have a cousin who lived down by Cape Canaveral for a while, but she's passed on now.
It's too hot in Florida. I don't like it that hot. So I don't think I'll ever be going back to Florida.
Poor TFT. Kentucky. Yeah, roger on that one. I have a my oldest stepson. He's up in Detroit because he don't like it hot. So he rarely comes down here. It's too hot here for him.
East Carolina has about the right weather. It doesn't get too hot there, except, you know, like about 2 weeks of the year or so.
Oh, man. I wish I got to see him more, but maybe right up there next year for his birthday. He'll be turning 50.
Yeah, I'm starting to move away. My daughter is talking about moving to Iowa with some getting married and moving to Iowa. And my other daughter is at college in South Georgia now, and so understand about that.
CFW. Yeah, I got a stepson lives up there, and I had another stepson, but he passed away, and one of his daughters lives in Canada, and then my stepdaughter lives in Kentucky. We're up there at the end of the month. And then I got two that live down in Anderson.
Do any of them get on the radio?
None of my children picked up the radio bug yet. I was kind of hoping, but nobody's done it yet. They're all busy with kids and that, and you know how life gets in the way.
Sam, it wasn't until my kids started leaving that I started picking up the radio, so.
I liked radio. I had 11 meters when I was, in my 20s. And I don't know why I didn't pick up ham radio. My father-in-law at that time, he used to be a radio man in the Navy, and he lived and breathed Morse code, but never did talk much about radio then, so I just got my ticket in, I think, 2019. And that mostly so that when I got older, if you got confined to the house and everything, you could still communicate with people.
I have an interest in it. I messed around with, like, FRS and some of that kind of stuff that you could do without a license. And I've had an SDR rig for a while that I played with on my computer. But it wasn't until kids started graduating high school and some of that responsibility backed off that I actually sat down and studied and got my license and everything to get into ham.
Matt, I know I don't have any SDR, but I've jumped on the computer where, what is it, Kiwi something. You can, got a lot of SDR radios, and I jump on one in a foreign country and then get on my HF rig and call out and see if I could, trip his radio there to see how I was getting out.
Set one of those Kiwis up at my house a couple weeks back. It's pretty nifty. I don't know if I have the right antenna on it yet or not, but it's receiving. And it's doing stuff, so people are using it and saying thank you. So
it's pretty interesting to see all the radios all over the world that are operational, and I think just on my HF rig I've got right at 100 country contacts.
Wow, awesome. I'm looking to get into the HF game here hopefully soon. So I'll start making contacts in the not-too-distant future.
I need to get back on my HF rig. I hadn't been on it, and I bet it's been close to a year now. I don't know why. I just kind of lost a little bit of interest in it for right now. I guess maybe because the wife was always working weekends, so I had some time, but now she's off on the weekend, so we usually do things together, and I usually don't let radio get in the way of our life together.
That's understandable. I wouldn't do that either.
Go. Come back on me again.
That's understandable. I would not want to do that either. Happy wife equals happy life.
Yeah, roger on that. And, I've done a few contests. Like, I've done the 13 colonies and got a certificate for that. And I've got I've contacted all 50 states, but I don't have confirmations for all 50. I think I still lack two confirmations.
Cool. I've got to figure out how all that works and everything and learn how to do that. So I'm excited to get into it and figure out how to do all that. And I guess you do it through QRZ or Logbook of the World or something like that.
It's logged in QRZ and it keeps track of it for you and everything. I know my radio is a Yaesu 450D. Not the one I had planned on getting, but my Elmer made me a good deal on it, and I'm glad I did because it doesn't have all the bells and whistles, so it really taught me how to manipulate the radio to pull in the signal. You know, I've gotten, you know, two stations that were only one frequency apart and everything, and be able to make contact with both of them. And so, but we've been trying to learn a little bit about the radio and how to use it.
That's really cool.
First couple of years, all I had was an inverted V that I bought up there from the wire man up there off of Highway 11.
An in-fed kit from ARRL that should be coming in this week while I'm up here in New York that I can build an HF antenna off of. And that's what I'm going to do, is build an antenna from that kit. So that's what I'm planning on doing for my first HF antenna.
Yeah, electronics and that aren't me, and soldering and me don't get along too well. I'm all mechanical my whole life, so I had to get something that was already made. I had that antenna up until we cut down our big trees, and then after that I went to, it was a MFJ 2104, but I don't believe they even make that thing anymore, but it works really good. At least it gives me some direction.
I'm really excited about starting out, but I found out I'm going to be traveling all this month, so I'm not looking forward to all that. It's going to really cut into my time for radio, but I'll be home on the weekends, so that's at least good, but that's going to be mostly family time, so I'm probably going, it's going to be probably November before I really get to start playing again.
There's always some contests going on. That's how I did it, like, you know, each state having a QSO party and that. And there's a website, I don't remember the name of it. It's a, they have an 8-day calendar there of all the events that are going on and that, telling you what the rules are and that for the contest. And I usually jump over there and see what's going on that weekend.
Cool. Google and see if I can find that website.
And I think if you type in 8-day contest, radio contest calendar or something, and it's a call sign, it's like WB something, I think, and it should bring it up for you. KN4TFW.
2SWJ EchoLink, and it looks like WA7BNM contest calendar, and it's contestcalendar.com, weekly, it looks like.
About right on that, but yeah, it'll list all the contests that are coming up and what's happening and the times, and then you can click on it and it'll tell you the rules and stuff like that for if you wanted to submit for the contest. But I usually used it when there was a state having a contest or there was another country having a contest, just to, you know, be able to get those countries.
Added that to my ham radio bookmarks folder right now.
Country for me to get is like Africa. I can hear some southern African countries and that. There's a couple of operators down there that are on pretty frequently, but I really can't, I don't know, I can't get back to them, but I'm only running 100 watts, so, you know, it's kind of hard to break in on a big jam up.
That's 100 watts too. I don't have any amplifiers or anything like that.
watts will make it around the world. I've carried on a QSO, a 5-minute QSO with somebody in Australia, so I think that's pretty good.
Impressive. Very impressive.
Come back on that one. I was in a really bad spot.
Impressive. That's really impressive. I wouldn't have thought 100 watts could make it that far. But I guess with all the atmospheric ducting and all that kind of stuff, it really is, you know, possible.
Carried on the conversation, and as good audio as you and I got right now.
That's due. I want to do that without the assistance of the internet and that kind of stuff. That's just really awesome. I want to accomplish that. So I'm really looking forward to doing that.
With me, I'm more of a traditional radio guy. I like to do it just radio and not too much with the internet and everything. That's why you don't usually see me on, you know, the digital and the FT8, although I've done it, you know what I mean? And the cool thing about, you know, DX and on your HF rig is that the countries, whenever they're talking to the U.S., they all speak English. Now, they may have a broken accent or whatever, but they all speak English, so I thought that's pretty cool. KN4 GFW. And I really enjoyed the QSO this morning, but I'm rolling down to the gate, so I'm going to have to say 7-3, and you be safe and enjoy your day, and maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KN4 GFW.
Roger, you have a great day, too. Talk to you later.